This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV program. Jennifer not here with us this morning. He's during this hour of the program. So we have Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen on the air with a focus on what's going on. You know, the biggest thing, I think, looking back at this past week, the thing that impacted me, I love to look at the side streets. I'm not interested much, as you can tell, in the main streets. I know we have to spend some time talking about things like Trump and the impeachment and that sort of thing. So Bill Clinton apparently called into CNN. Did you see this?
And I heard something about this, but I don't know what he said. So I'm anxious to see what he said.
Well, it was kind of he was focused on not Trump particularly, other than he said, you got hired to do a job, do it. But they were talking about gun control in action, and that has nothing to do, you know, he wasn't there for impeachment. He doesn't want to talk about impeachment, frankly, I think he...
Although brings up a sore subject, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you were Bill Clinton, would you want to talk about it? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I even think that he exposing himself to anything at this point in time, given, you know, the reflections back. If you watch some of these, the retrospectives, certainly, as a matter of fact, where did I see this last week? I think it may have been on CNN. The reverse, sort of putting everything in reverse, and they went through all of the baloney with Trump and his impeachment. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, the Trump thing obviously starts it off. But Clinton and his impeachment, and then back to Nixon. And when Nixon got impeached, nobody really knew much about impeachment. It never had been used. It had been tried before once, and I can't remember when, but it was a long time ago. And so this is the modern way to mess everything up. And this is, it does show, now I'm going away from the Clinton remark to Donald Trump on gun control, just in general, the way that we've become so divided, this is a very divisive, if not the most divisive tool in the toolbox. And so, you know, you look around and you see Trump on all of the major networks. Apparently, this past week, looking at when all the impeachment stuff started, it attracted a lot of viewers. It didn't sway public opinion, however, on the president pretty much at all. A lot of the commentators dismissed the proceedings as pretty much nonsense, and I think that's where I am. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a supporter, but, you know, you look at the people on the left, and they think that this is going to directly implicate Trump. They're dreaming. It's a pipe dream.
The pipe dream is that he will be removed from office. That's not going to happen. He will be impeached, though. And from everything that we've seen so far with testimony, and it's going to continue, and I think everything's kind of going down the same path, there was either an offer of bribery or quid pro quo, which has been tossed around a lot. If people don't know Latin, it's essentially a bribe. So, and that is unconstitutional, and based on the Constitution, that is an impeachable offense. So the House will most likely vote to impeach him. The Senate will most likely vote to not remove him from office, and then that's where we're going to be. And it's exactly what happened with Clinton. When they did the trial in the Senate, he was exonerated, even though he did perjure himself. And so that's what the House brought up. That when they brought up those charges of impeachment, it was based on perjury, and he did perjure himself. So, but it wasn't enough for the Senate to vote him out of office, and I think it'll be the same thing with Trump.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about what Clinton said was that every day is an opportunity to make something good happen, and that Trump was hired to do, or I guess not hired, but elected to do a job, and I guess Clinton's take on it was that he's got lawyers and staff people who will handle the impeachment inquiry, and that, you know, he should be, I guess, still working with Democrats or other people in office to make good things happen for the American people. And to me, that doesn't even just relate to Trump, but kind of everyone in office, because we all feel so stuck right now. Like, okay, as long as this impeachment thing is going on, literally nothing else is happening in government.
Right. Right.
And that's not what we elected people to do. And so it would be nice. I mean, I don't see that happening anytime soon. But I think he has a point that it would be nice that people who are elected to do something, if they did those things.
Yeah. It would be very nice, wouldn't it, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't remember. It was, is it Yovanovitch? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Marie
Yovanovitch.
Yeah, right. How did she impress? I don't know, other than she was the one of the witnesses to testify.
Mm-hmm.
She has been U.S. ambassador, but was taken out, I guess, last spring.
She was fired, yeah.
Yeah, because was she?
Well, she claims that it's because she wouldn't go along with what Rudy Giuliani wanted her to do. The thing about all this is that Rudy Giuliani is up to his Mickey in this mess. He had no business being anywhere near any of this. He's not an elected official. He wasn't even officially on the books as Trump's personal attorney, even though now that's like, quote unquote, what he says he is. He's Trump's personal attorney. I guarantee Trump has not paid him for a single hour of his work. So I don't even know how you get to claim that you're someone's personal attorney. And then those other two, remember those other two guys from, where were they from? Were they from Ukraine or were they Russian? The two guys that were arrested at the airport in New York.
Oh, those are Russians.
Those two Russians. They were also, quote unquote, Rudy's clients. I mean, Rudy's got this, like, phantom roster of clients. So, I don't know. I think this whole thing is really going to show that Rudy is just so far out of the realm of propriety in all of these dealings. Rudy Giuliani is going to look the worst.
The only thing that I heard from Giuliani that was intriguing, and then I want to move on to some other stuff, was he said he was asked if he was nervous that Trump might throw him under the bus, and his response to the question, with a bit of a laugh or a chuckle, "I'm not, but I do have very, very good insurance."
Yeah, his insurance is because he knows where all the bodies are. Rudy's not stupid. He's a little crazy, but he's not stupid.
Yeah, I thought that was, listening to that made me think, The Irishman, the mob movie, doesn't that come out this weekend? Is that this weekend or is that next week? It's pretty close to coming.
I don't know. My mind, I thought it was already out.
By the way, speaking of movies, The Rock says he's fulfilling his childhood dream to play another sort of superhero. What's it, the Black something or other? What's the
Black Adam. Yeah,
Black
he's a
Adam.
Super villain.
Yeah, he's going to be a bad guy. This is the first time I think he's ever been a bad guy, isn't it?
I don't know if he's actually a full-on bad guy. I think he's sort of an offbeat kind of superhero. The way that The Rock describes him is that he's got a good heart and he does the right thing. He just doesn't like conforming, which is very much like The Rock.
It is.
So
yeah,
Shazam, which is, I didn't see Shazam this, I think it was this summer it came out, but that was a huge box office hit. Zachary Levy played him. This guy, Black Adam, is apparently the enemy of Shazam. So we'll probably at some point see the two of them squaring off in a movie, which could be fun.
Yeah. Wow.
What were you saying, Kara? Sorry.
I was going to say, I think when he was first introduced into the comics, which was like in 1945 or something, he was a villain and it was supposed to be a one-off. And then I was reading about it when I guess he came back in later comics and he was kind of like the anti-hero who was trying to find redemption. So I'm assuming it'll probably be something like that in the movie, because I don't know if people want to see the Rock as a completely bad guy.
No,
it
won't work.
By that.
Nope. Yeah, not good. Not a good play. Not at all. Okay, we're continuing. This is the DJV program, 15 past the hour. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it, too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now, there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to calotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
The Geek Out. 42 years ago, NASA launched a pair of spacecraft, Voyager 1 and 2, and all that time, they've been on a journey originally to adventure to study Jupiter, Saturn, and the planets beyond, but when they were done with that, they both kept heading past the edge of our solar system. Voyager 1 crossed into interstellar space a year ago, and now 2 has done the same. Each craft, headed in different directions, continue to report back different data that is the stuff that fuels an astronomer's day. More than four decades later, both Voyager 1 and 2 have traveled beyond anybody's expectation, and scientists think they might have about 5 years left of self-power, but will continue to travel into interstellar space for billions of years.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive e-operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The DJV program. Let's see what's going on the other side of the administration. I noticed something that was, I wonder about this, how it will affect us. The new defense secretary has landed in South Korea to navigate some threats from North Korea. And so they're back and forth with that foolishness. But the president said he wanted the South Koreans to pay about twice as much as they have been to cover the cost of keeping troops in the peninsula. So how is that going over?
More than twice as much. It's a 500% increase in 2020. So I don't know. Yeah, apparently something went south quickly with South Korea, and I'm not really sure what exactly happened.
But Trump just comes out, pulls this stuff out of his butt.
So something happened
understood.
And no one really knows.
The Pentagon said, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not really sure where this is going to go, but it definitely doesn't seem to be going over well with South Korea. And so this is a $4.7 billion demand that Trump made. And the reason he wants the money is to keep U.S. troops in South Korea. So I didn't realize that South Korea was paying us to be there. Are they? Right. I don't even know if that's a fact.
Well, I think now what happens now is a quid pro quo with Japan and Germany and a lot of places where we still have troops. We have troops placed all over the world.
Right.
Everywhere. You turn around, their price, you're just amazed. And the price of doing that is obviously pretty damned expensive if you look at the Pentagon budget. So because there is an upping of the number, it's over $700 billion now, they're trying to come up with money to pay for some of these things that are not coming out, the money's not coming out of the taxpayer's pocket, or they're not borrowing it. So maybe
At this point, we've talked about our national deficit. It's gone up a lot.
Crazy.
And since Trump took office, it's gone really through the roof. And so maybe this is one of his ways of trying to get some money back.
We have a $21 trillion deficit. That means 30-some-odd cents out of every dollar you pay in taxes goes to pay the interest on this deficit. And it started with George Bush and the war in Iraq when they went $3 trillion over, and it's just gone up every year, every year, every year. They keep borrowing like it was phony money, play money, monopoly money. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time in this hour of the DJB program, Victoria, Kara, and I, and you are listening to Alicia Keys, who is hosting the Grammys again this year, or next year, actually. Her return for the 62nd annual Grammys puts her in a rarefied air, if you will. She became the first female to host the awards in 14 years. Before that, the last woman was Queen Latifah, and that was in 2005. At first, I did think last year was a one-time thing, but when the opportunity came back around, there was no question about returning, she said. Last year was such a powerful experience for me. Not only did I feel the love in the room, but I felt it from around the world, and it confirmed the healing and unifying power of music. I think that's very accurate.
Yeah, you know, in an age
where the ratings were through the roof,
because
it was one of the highest rated Grammys of all time, and she was phenomenal.
I think people just respect her artistry so much, and she's got such a good personality that, it was one of the first shows I've watched in a long time where I actually enjoyed the host.
I remember us talking about it when she did the dueling piano thing and she did the history of
time.
Oh my gosh, it was incredible from beginning to end. She was amazing.
All right, next up, speaking of people that are likable, Pink is working pretty hard. Sounds like she's going to be taking a step back though next year. As she was on the CMA red carpet, she was joined by her husband Carrie Hart with their children. She was there to perform her song "Love Me Anyway" with Chris Stapleton. She talks about how hectic things have been. Everybody says it was great. Yeah, I didn't see it. She said, "We did 2.5 years of music. Willow's back in school. Jameson's going to start preschool. It's kind of the year for the family." She praised her husband, with whom she will celebrate 14 years in January. Carrie has a lot going on, she said, of her husband, who went from being a professional motocross competitor to racing off-road trucks. That's interesting. He's super supportive, follows me around the world, and now it's his turn. Her beautiful trauma tour ranks as the 10th highest grossing tour of all time. She's brought in almost $400 million this past year. Not a bad way to...
Everyone I know who's ever seen her live just doesn't even have words to describe how amazing she is live.
She's very athletic and jumping all over the place and doing stuff, isn't that?
Plus, she's got a killer great voice.
Yeah.
You know, she just, when she sang with Chris Stapleton, It was just amazing.
I think she kind of came out, for me, she came out of nowhere in the manner of speaking. I didn't know that much about her until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she's been around a long time. She's 40 years old. She's been working at it a long time.
Yeah. I think that maybe people just didn't take her that seriously because she, I think she really changed directions. Like the first couple of years, she was doing kind of really
poppy stuff.
And she had this whole image with like short, spiky pink hair and kind of very 90s clothes. And then suddenly she came out and it was like, oh my God, she actually has a really amazing voice. And it's solid. I mean, anyone who can sing while doing aerial tricks and like flipping upside down is amazing.
Right. It's good. Okay. Next up, the battle over Taylor Swift's music. This is up to a new level. She was on Instagram letting her fans know that Scooter Braun from Big Machiner is blocking her from performing her own songs at the American Music Awards because she doesn't technically own the songs anymore. Mr. Braun and a guy named Borchetta from Big Machine bought them all up. Taylor says she planned to do a medley of her hits throughout the decade at the AMAs, which is presenting her with the Artist of the Decade Award. But says,
yeah, you would think that would make sense, right?
Yeah,
to do a medley.
Yeah. Claim these two guys say that it would be re-recording her music, something she's not allowed to do until November of next year because Big Machine owns the masters. So can she get away with her latest album and call
her
it a day until next November?
She owns the new album Lover because she's at a different label now, so she negotiated to own her masters. Now, everything prior to that, she does not own. But how can they say that playing her own songs live constitutes a re-recording?
I think there's a good court case here. Go to the Supreme Court and get it fixed. That's what I'd tell her to do if it was me. All right, so that's the latest on Taylor Swift's front at 28 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting 5 students at his high school in Southern California yesterday, killing 2 of them. He's now said to be in a hospital in grave condition after he tried to take his own life. The U.S. Senate was voting down a gun control bill at about the time it happened. The House had passed the bill earlier this year. It would have closed a loophole allowing guns to be bought from private sellers without a background check. Richard Blumenthal, the U.S. Senator from Connecticut, saying on the floor,
right now, there is a school shooting in Santa Clara, California. How can we turn the other way? How can we refuse to see that shooting in real time, demanding our attention?
The House impeachment inquiry resumes public hearings today, and this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV program. Victoria and Kara acting as three, because we like the fact there are three great female voices on this program. Once in a while, Jennifer has to exit stage left. So here we are, moving into the food zone right now. And if you're planning on going to Arby's and you've got a screaming kid, you better go to McDonald's. I guess maybe that's the bottom line here, right?
Yeah, according to an Arby's in Minnesota, which is trending today, it's apparently they put a notice on the door. And the notice reads, yes, it is on the door. I'm looking at the picture now. The pictures have gone viral. It says, notice, only well-behaved children who can keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on their seats are welcome. If you can't do this, you will be asked to leave. And so parents really not responding well to this. One woman said that when she first saw the sign, She said, I'm not a complainer, but this just didn't sit well with me. And she said, you know, the manager could have addressed the message to people individually and not assigned it to the general public with a note on the front door. So when you walk in, you see this note. And so now this is sort of trending all around the country, and people are saying, is this an Arby's policy throughout the corporate end of it, or is this just an individual store that wanted to have something like this? But apparently Arby's is kind of standing by it, and
really?
Arby's, yeah, apparently, like, Arby's kind of is, sort of took it lightly and didn't really, you know, they issued an apology.
Corporate.
Yeah, they issued an apology, but this woman who started this whole thing, when she snapped the picture of it and then it went on social media, so Arby's essentially said, we removed the sign, we disciplined the manager and the team working at that restaurant, it doesn't reflect our values, blah, 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 blah. So, but at first, I think Arby's actually on Twitter or Instagram, one of those, kind of thought it was funny. And then,
well, idea. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know. A lot of people have very strong feelings on this. A lot of parents say that the reason they go to a place like Arby's is so that, you know, because it's not high-class dining, and so the kids can be kids. Other people say, you know, parents really need to start disciplining their kids. And so wherever
you
are.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people feel that way. Look, I don't particularly like children. And so if I go to a place and, you know, and they're screaming kids, I want to be seated on the opposite end of the planet from that. So I can see both sides of
people.
It.
What are people, your friends, when you say, I don't really like children?
Me neither.
Really?
That's
pretty
yeah.
interesting. Yeah, all right.
Well,
so
I mean, who really likes, you know, screaming, you know, misbehaved kids? You know, no one wants to be around that.
As much as it sounds like it could be construed as me being a Jerkleberry grandfather, but my grandson doesn't. You know, once in a while he loses it in places where he shouldn't.
What, 4 and a half? Or he'll be five?
He'll be five next, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So last we were having a little birthday because Brendan's birthday is close to mine, and we didn't really get a chance because of the wedding to celebrate. So I had a dinner with some friends of mine the other night and had a great time. And then the kids said, okay, let's have dinner. So Megan decided she wanted us to stay home, and we did. And one of my friends, I said to the people when I invited them to come to my dinner, my friends, I said, don't bring any presents. Don't want any presents unless I get the winning lottery number. So Charlie Sizitsky, who is a great friend, and he's a city councilman in Framingham, he and his wife, it did just that. They filled up a birthday card with a bunch of lotto tickets.
Oh, cool. That's a good gift.
And they were the scratch-off ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, me. I don't. That's not my wheelhouse.
Lewis does so that for his grandmother every Christmas. She loves it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I brought him to dinner last night, and Miles was fascinated. So he said, Mama, can I have a penny to scratch the up? Because I said, you got to have a penny or something sharp to scratch them off. So we had four of them, one for each one of us. Megan did one, Brendan did one, I did one, and Miles did one. And none of us won anything except we got to Frosty the Doughman, which is a Christmas lotto, and he scratched it off. And I don't, you know, I look at him. I said to Brendan, how do you know whether you won anything or not? Because I don't do this stuff. And so he looked at it, and he looked at me, and he looked at Miles and said, you won. And Miles got all excited. He was running around the room. What did I win? And according to what is, if you know, I understand what the scratch stuff is all about, he won $4. So the suggestion was made, because this is a Massachusetts lottery thing, I got to bring it back and cash it in. So Miles said, well, I have to wait until I go back to Gramps' house. And Megan said, no, Gramps will buy the ticket from you and cash it in. So I gave him $4. He'd never seen $4 in his life. And he had pennies in his piggy bank, so he put the $4 in there, and he thought that was fabulous. But I was thinking about it in terms of bringing him to restaurants when we go out to eat.
He sounds like he's really well-behaved, though.
Yeah, well, they always have something for him to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if there are other children around, he'll look around and he'll start visiting with them. He likes to visit and talk and tell. He had it yesterday in school. Megan was telling me that the teacher said, I understand you're having dinner tonight. And she said, yes, because Miles has been telling everybody that you're having a special dinner with his mom, his Uncle Brendan, and Gramps.
Oh,
so he was telling that, you know, he's very much a sort of a social kid. But he's never been in an Arby's, never been in a McDonald's, never been in a Burger King. And, you know, I don't know, once in a while, when he was younger, he would sort of go off the deep end sometimes. But he's...
Well, all
now,
kids melt down at some point, yeah, you know, whether they're tired or hungry down. Or whatever. Yeah, all kids do that. Yeah. I just choose to not be around them when they do that.
There you go. All right, here's the news from Kentucky today that's making the rounds in the trending department. A federal court has allowed a Kentucky man... Listen, to this is a federal trial, a federal judge allowing a Kentucky man to personalize his license plate with the phrase... I'm God. He's been in court for 3 years. He wanted to have this custom engraving on his license plate. Court documents show this fellow, whose name is Ben Hart, who is an atheist, set out to get the Kentucky plate back in 2016. His request was denied by the state. Went to the transportation department. They said
on
no.
On what basis?
Well, that's
what
it. They said it was it violated anti-discrimination guidelines. So the news people, as you can imagine, were all over that. There are other plates in Kentucky. One of them reads, try God. One of them reads, no God. So in this case, they didn't distinguish. And so the court said, okay, you can have a license plate. I'm God. So I was thinking, once I talked about that, there'd be people in other states that would try to do the same thing. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Freedom From Religion Foundation got involved to help him challenge the decision. So the U.S. District Court in Frankfurt, the judge ruling, vanity plates are private speech protected by the First Amendment, and the state violated his rights by denying him the plate.
Huh.
You know what's funny, though, is that there was a story earlier this year about a woman who was in New Hampshire, I think, who had a personalized license plate for years, and then they took it away because it said something about, like, peeing or, I don't know, something that they said was, like, referring to, you know, an act that they didn't want on license plates, and so they, like, said that she couldn't have that. And it wasn't inappropriate at all. So, I don't know, it doesn't seem like...
There was a gun. There was a license plate in Florida has a gun, and it got onto a car, and people objected to it, so it got rejected, or they recalled the plate. Do you remember?
I don't remember that one, but I don't get it. I like personalized license plates because it's fun when they go by, and I have to guess what they. I like to guess what they're trying to say. Some of them it's very obvious, like that.
All of them are so
one,
douchey, though.
No, mine isn't. Well, I have my license plate in my car is S8S. I have farm
it's
my
what?
My plate S8S. Yeah. S8. S, the letter S, the number 8, and the letter S.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It doesn't mean anything. I just somebody who was a friend of mine at the registry said, "Hey, you want this plate?" And I said, "Yeah, that looks like a good plate." I have
So that's not like a vanity plate.
No, it's not a vanity plate. Okay. No, I have farm plates, and I'm going to get a special sort of farm insignia thing because I want to support agriculture, and that's what these special plates often do. They go, but I don't know where the money went for has a gun. I don't know I understand where it comes from, but you know, it's.
You know what's funny, though, about this Kentucky guy is when you were saying, you know, I was picturing some, like, young 25-year-old who's kind of a jerk who, like, wants a license plate that's like, I'm God.
Yeah.
No, it's like a 70-year-old dude with white hair.
Right. Yeah.
That says,
here's
I'm
another
God.
One.
But the plate's kind of funny because on the bottom it says, One Nation Under God, and then right over top of that is,
I'm God.
I'm God. So it's kind of funny.
Here's one, I-C-U, and the letters P-E-E.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay, let's see here. Here's one. I-P-A-S-G-A-S.
What is it?
I pass gas.
Right. Yep.
Oh, Lord. My favorite that I think I ever saw was something about Justin Bieber. It was like Bieber Love or something like that. And I was like, who would get that on a license plate? But
I'm looking at the various ones around the country that have been approved. P-E-R-V-E-R-T.
Pervert?
Why would you want to have a license plate that said that?
Ugh.
All right, 45 past the... I love your reaction to some of these things, Victoria. 45 after the hour of the DJV program.
This is sponsored by Amazon. With the holiday season officially underway, Amazon has expanded its fast, free, and convenient delivery options. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime members across the U.S. now have access to over 10 million items available for free one-day delivery, including millions of popular holiday gifts, such as toys, games, and electronics. We know how busy the holidays can be and aim to make the season as easy as possible for customers by offering fast, free, and convenient delivery options.
Amazon has also expanded its Prime free same-day delivery, bringing the convenience of doorstep delivery within hours to millions of Prime members. In addition to fast free delivery this holiday season, Prime members who don't want to spoil the surprise can have all their orders arrive together on the day of their choice with Amazon Day. For gift ideas for everyone on your list, visit amazon.com/holidaydeals. Again, that's amazon.com/holidaydeals.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now, Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Up next here on the DJV program, the president has picked Chad Wolf. I was thinking of Chad Benson, the talk show host. How would he be as the acting Homeland Security Secretary? Do you know, Carrie, you know him. I don't know if you know him or not.
No, I don't.
Victoria. He's a piece of work, man. He's very good radio guy.
I'm actually doing his show today. I don't know.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll ask him how right. he.
Tell
how
him
he
I said hi.
Do.
Yeah, tell him I said hi. Yeah, and ask him. Yes, that Doug was talking about you this morning on the program. What's the scoop? Anyway, the president officially said. I mean, he was acting, I guess, for a while. And he was put in the role. The Senate confirmed him as undersecretary, and so he can move up, I guess, worked at the Department of Homeland Security since it was created in 2001. I thought that was kind of interesting. He's kind of like an inside guy. He's the fifth person to lead the department under President Trump, replaces Kevin McAleen, who held the role. I mean, who cares who's there? I'm just interested in if this guy's from the beginning has been at Homeland Security, is he going to be hardcore or is he going to be kind of reasonable and listen to people and what they have to say about changes that are needed there? Because there certainly are a lot, especially when it comes down to the TSA. 10 before the hour on the DEJV program.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
My personal go-to guy when it comes to talking about cars is Nick Miles, and he can be yours as well. Check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com. He does know his way around a car, a truck. I don't know, though. I got to get you to the farm sometime, because I'm not sure you know one end of a farm tractor from another. That's one thing we haven't really challenged.
I might know one end from another, but I probably wouldn't know how to start it or drive it, Doug, so maybe you'll have to teach me.
All right, yeah, we could do a review of tractors. I think that'd make an interesting thing for your website, a review
Absolutely.
Of Massey Ferguson tractors versus Ford tractors versus Case, IH, John Deere's. Yeah, let's make a date for that. All right, so you're in Chicago today doing something that sounds like you should be very proud, actually, of your activity in this. You want to explain what's going on?
Yeah, so Nexen Tire, N-E-X-E-N, Nexen Tire have a program they call the Hero Program, and they give away new vehicles to servicemen and women who serve not only their country but their community. There's somebody who's honorably discharged from the military has the opportunity to win this. NexenTireUSA.com/NexenHero is the website. You can go there and nominate somebody who you think has done incredible service for their country and their community, and Nexen will sift through all of those, and then in December will award somebody with a brand new Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, which has all been heroed out, has great big Nexen tires on it, has beautiful winches and light bars, and something that would definitely do some warrior off-roading. Giving back to the community.
All right, sounds like a good deal. That'd be something. What's the website again to nominate somebody? They don't have to be from Chicago. They can be from anywhere, right?
Yeah, no, this is a national program. It's nexontireusa.com/nexonhero. If you just type in Nexon Hero into your web browser, it'll help you get there. And this is the third one they've done. They've given away two other vehicles this year, in the last year or so, and this is the third one on the back of Veterans Day, celebrating our veterans.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. The Department of Justice has issued civil subpoenas to all four of the big automakers that agreed to an emissions deal with California earlier this year. What's that? Do you know what that's about, the subpoenas?
It's an ongoing fight. It's not really between those four automakers. It's not between any automakers and the government. It's really between California and the U.S. government. California has always had this weird law where they were able to control their air quality emissions outside of the other states, and the U.S. government has now decided this is not thing they want, and so they're taking on a fight, subpoenaing everybody to show that it's not done the best for the country. Another sort of knee-deep legal action that won't go anywhere, but who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. There is a list in Consumer Reports I saw this month. I was reading it on the plane, as a matter of fact, the other day. You're the only guy around I know that puts more miles on a plane than I do. The 10 most reliable cars and the least reliable cars. Is that objective or subjective? I mean, you have a list yourself that you must come up with every year of that same sort of thing, reliable cars, unreliable cars. So how do people pay attention really to this when they're buying a car?
Yeah, yes and no. It's, you know what, morning show guys tend to pay more attention to it because I think it's a great talking point to talk about things. Here's one of the things about most and least reliable cars. I don't really look necessarily at the individual cars. I look at the companies, and you can see which companies work really hard in making sure that they have a lot of their reliable cars. I've always said this about Toyota. They don't spend a lot of time doing the latest in car technology and car seat materials and colors. They spend an awful lot of time and energy at their factories making sure that the product they put out is going to last here for 10 years plus. Mm-hmm. And that shows when you see these lists, because they've always got Toyotas in the top five. It always has two or three Toyotas. And so, yes, it builds a reputation. If I say to you, I could give you a car company name, Doug, and you'd react immediately with knowing whether it was quality, not like Mitsubishi. You know, you have a visceral reaction to how you feel about it. Or I could say Lexus, and you have a visceral reaction to about it. So I think these contribute to how we feel about car companies. But to be honest with you, sometimes it's all asking owners how they feel about their car, not actually how reliable it really is.
All right, Ford's announcing the biggest change ever in the Mustang. What's this going to do for us?
Well, it's kind of, you know what, I think Ford are cheating a little bit here. They are using the Mustang name for an SUV, which is going to be their all-electric SUV. It's going to be revealed on Sunday. It's going to be a Mustang-inspired Mach-E. It'll have a 300-mile range. It's actually kind of cool because it's the first time Ford are getting knee-deep in electric, so we'll look forward to that, seeing that at the L.A. Auto Show, which starts on Sunday.
All right, talk to you next week. That's Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.